The Suffolk County Police Department is heading to Ferguson, Missouri next month to lead a training on implicit bias in policing. This comes after the Ferguson Police Department was investigated by the U.S. Department of Justice and entered into a consent decree regarding its unfair policing of African Americans. It also comes just 4 years after the Suffolk County Police Department entered a very similar agreement regarding unfair policing of Latinos. Joining me now to discuss the upcoming training is Deputy Police Commissioner Risco Menchen-Lewis. Welcome, Risco.
Good afternoon.
So tell me about the training. How did it come about and what does it entail exactly?
So the training has been, we've been working on the training for a number of years, actually. And the idea behind the training is that we all have bias, right? However, because the majority population is Caucasian, the majority population's biases, there are more jobs, more professions, et cetera. The cultural biases, racial biases, are more prevalent because they have more power to exercise those biases. And what a bias is we all have them. It's thoughts in your mind or predispositions that you don't even know exist, that if you knew existed, you would not even agree with them.
And how did it get to Ferguson? Like, did Ferguson come to you? Did the DOJ? Like, how did you guys connect?
Right, because we, first of all, the Suffolk County Police Department and our Police Academy did an amazing job creating this training. They did a lot of training. We went to other trainings at NYPD. We brought in Chicago Police Department's training, looked at all the trainings, and then came up with Suffolk County Police Department's training. And the exciting thing is the Department of Justice that has seen them all has decided ours was the best. And that's a pretty exciting thing.
Oh, what did they say? Do you remember?
I think the reason why is because of the way we designed it, but also because we took the best research out there and put it in the training. How we got connected with Ferguson is the Department of Justice, as I said, chose Suffolk County out of all the other trainings and said this training that they've seen the rest is the best one to translate.
I know my editor was surprised, and I think some of the listeners might be surprised that Suffolk County sort of has this authority to lead this training. The department, from what I understand, is still working through the settlement agreement with the Department of Justice. Is that correct?
Yes, it's mostly done. It's really pretty much done. But certainly our implicit bias training is one of the categories, and it not only is it done, it was done to a superior level.
Mm-hmm. And part of the agreement with the Department of Justice is that the county would collect data on traffic stops. And I think it's the county's own data that suggests that black and brown drivers are stopped and searched at a higher rate than white and Asian drivers.
A bias is only shown after, is they indicated after the stop. And remember, Finn Institute, we hired Finn Institute to do that data research. But yes, that's true. So remember, implicit bias training is not about immediately stopping behavior. It's about immediately learning, like any of us. I don't care if you're trying to lose weight, right, and you start going to Weight Watchers, you're probably still going to have that cookie that first night. It's going to take time for your mind to change. Now, we remember, it's only one aspect of change, right? Implicit bias is introducing to an idea that you might be biased. But other aspects, for instance, traffic stop data, there's other solutions. Remember, so there's implicit bias goes to the cultural changes, right? And then you're going to have procedure and process changes to make changes, right? And so between the two of those things is how you get change. It is not just through an introduction to an idea. And people who think that say implicit bias doesn't work. And what I like to say to people is, well, forks don't work if you try to eat soup with them. So we're not trying to eat soup, meaning we're not trying to cure the whole thing with implicit bias training. We're trying to introduce people to an idea that bias exists in America and probably within themselves.
And so you would say it's totally unreasonable for a police officer to go take an implicit bias class and to have them immediately transformed, removing all the bias, and to actually see fundamental change. Like, it's not a magic pill,
is
what
you're saying. It's a multi-pronged approach. I mean, we're not curing a Suffolk County problem. We're trying to change an American problem.
Right now, the Suffolk County is wrapping up a series of listening sessions about transforming or reimagining policing in the county. Given the fact that it's not a magic pill, Do you think it should be offered in one of the proposed reimagining or reforms coming out of the police reform task force?
Of course we should continue implicit bias training. That's just the first level of implicit bias training. As a matter of fact, the next level of our implicit bias training for the entire department should include the traffic stop data.
What do you mean?
Because, see, I can teach you about implicit bias generally, right? But then when you look at the actual data of your department, now it's getting a little closer to home, right? And you could think, wow, these numbers don't make sense to me. I never thought that this is what's happening. That's just a step. That's just one of the steps, right? One of the initial steps. But it is not the panacea. There's going to be a plethora of things we're going to introduce to address these issues. Because we must.
Okay. And generally, in regard to now Suffolk County is wrapping up these listening sessions, and one of the co-chairs of the task force said that a report would eventually be issued that attempts to form a consensus of all the stakeholders. And I'm thinking that this might be difficult, this ideal of consensus among the people who want more reforms and perhaps those who are happy with the way that policing is working right now. Do you think finding this consensus is going to be difficult?
First, I don't believe she would have said a consensus among stakeholders. I think it's a consensus among the task force members. Because they're going to be the final arbiters, in a sense. They're going to take in the information from the stakeholders. They're going to take in the information from the police department. They're going to take in the information from the researchers we're bringing to the table for them to learn from. And we have brought in researchers from across the country for them to hear from. And they're going to come up with a plan that they can that they agree with. So do I think it's possible that they're going to come up with a consensus? Maybe I'm not sure. I have to really Google the word consensus in particular. Does consensus mean we all agree? Or does consensus mean we all give up something to get the best product we all think is the best product? And so I think that's what's going to happen. There's going to be compromise.
And you said compromise. Do you think it's going to be difficult to time this in?
I really don't know. To be perfectly honest with you, I really don't know if it'll be difficult. I can't say at this point. Because there's not a lot of people giving their opinions at this point. Right now, it's listening.
Deputy Police Commissioner Risco Menchen-Lewis, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.